Topic 6. Text. This changes everything.
The fundamental law of our current economic system is this: grow or die. According to award-winning journalist Naomi Klein, our economic system and our planetary system are now at war. She thinks that what the climate needs to avoid collapse is a contraction of our use of natural resources, like oil and coal. In contrast, what our capitalist economic system needs to survive is continuous, unregulated expansion, fed by natural resources. Only one of these two systems can be changed. No prizes for guessing which one. Read what she says in her work, This Changes Everything, about the clash between capitalism and the climate.
Cheap labor, dirty energy. A package deal. As the free trade system was put in place and producing offshore became the rule, emissions did more than move, they multiplied. The reason for what Andreas Malm, a Swedish expert on the history of coal, describes as the early 21st century emissions explosion is straightforward enough. When China became the workshop of the world, it also became the coal-spewing chimney of the world. A large percentage of China's total emissions is directly related to producing goods for export, and the subsequent transporting of those goods over long distances. Clearly, one of the reasons for the climate crisis is because of this model of globalization. One of the primary driving forces of the particular trade system designed in the 1980s and 1990s was always to allow multinationals the freedom to scour the globe in search of the cheapest and most exploitable labor force. Soon, virtually all roads led to China, a country where wages were extraordinarily low, trade unions were brutally suppressed, and the state was willing to spend seemingly limitless funds on massive infrastructure projects, modern ports, sprawling highway systems, endless numbers of coal-fired plants, massive dams, all to ensure that the lights stayed on in the factories and the goods made it from the assembly lines onto the container ships on time. A free trader's dream, in other words, and a climate nightmare. A nightmare because there is a close correlation between low wages and high emissions. And why wouldn't there be? The same logic that is willing to work laborers to the bone for pennies a day will burn mountains of dirty coal while spending next to nothing on pollution controls because it's the cheapest way to produce. So, when the factories moved to China, they also got markedly dirtier. As Malm points out, Chinese coal use was declining slightly before the explosion in manufacturing sent it soaring once again. It's not that the companies moving their production to China wanted to drive up emissions. They were after the cheap labor, but exploited workers and an exploited planet are, as it turns out, a package deal. A destabilized climate is the cost of deregulated global capitalism, its unintended yet unavoidable consequence.